You're listening to The Point. Joining us now is Kitty Hendricks-Miller, Mashpee Wampanoag tribal citizen, song carrier, and cultural education specialist. Welcome.
Winnikisuk. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've been educating the non-Native public about Indigenous history, culture, and traditions for decades. What are the most common misconceptions about Wampanoag people and culture that you run into?
Well, you know, we run into this even in our own backyard here in our homeland, Mashpee, of Mashpee, you know, just your neighbor right down the road, that we're still here. I can't say that enough. We've been here. We haven't been displaced or, you know, marched away westward. We've been here for years, and please learn about us.
Yeah. Not going anywhere. You're here and you're staying. So generations of Americans were brought up with a fictionalized story of the first Thanksgiving and a sanitized version of European settlers, colonization, and its impact on Native people. You've said that re-educating people should be about truth, not guilt. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, it goes back to education, you know, understanding the people that you are living next to you know, that you see on the bus or you might see in the grocery store. And it's very hard to explain that, you know, we have our ceremonies, we have our tribal government, we have our tribal community that's going strong, and we just need people to, you know, understand the genocide that went on for all these years and that it still is a struggle to, you know, not have people appropriate our culture, you know, and perform ceremonies, non-Native people performing ceremonies and charging money for certain things. It's just, it kind of just goes on and on.
Yeah. So how do you encourage non-Native people to learn more about the Wampanoag community?
Well, we have a great website. We have a very a thriving education department with different lectures, and we can pair people up with education specialists for their gatherings. It's also we have a lot of events that are for the public to enjoy, like our annual powwow. We have different nonprofits doing really good things to support our people, like our Wiedemoo School, which people can donate to and learn more about the education of our young people and our youth. We have a youth group, which is our ambassadors, the Rights of Nature ambassadors, right now working on different projects like the rights of the herring and different ways that we can go out and be part of your event, you know, informational tables. We can set up different series of workshops for different institutions that don't know anything about Wampanoag people or even Native people in general. Lots of professional development workshops that we provide. We do teacher trainings for new teachers in the area that they'll come to our government center here, our community center, and we'll present who we are and ways that they can access resources that they can share in their institutions and facilities, museums, whatever. We are all about, you know, trying to educate people to want to reach out and learn more about us and not feel the guilt, for us, it's intergenerational trauma. So I guess it would be, you know, we want to move forward. There's been enough damage in the past, genocide that happened for all of Native people throughout all of Turtle Island. So right now it's all about being strong. You know, we are strong enough now that we can reach out and, you know, we're strong in our traditions that are returning to us, like our language. We are strong in our ceremonies. You're only as strong as your people and your and especially the women. You know, when the women are strong, the people are strong. So what we do is, you know, always, you know, saying, come, come visit us.
Yeah.
We're there to provide resources for you.
Do you see a difference in how young people today approach learning about Native culture and history versus older adults? I'm thinking you go into a lot of schools, and the kids always seem pretty excited.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because it's the ones that have their, you know, their cultural perspectives aren't marred at a young age, and they're just little sponges, and they can directly relate to the way the Wampanoag perspective or Native perspective on how we treat our environment, how we treat the earth that has given us so much and that continues to provide. So it's all about how it ties in with you know, conservation and keeping the waters clean and just pure respect for all of these beings that we like to tell them are our relatives. So if you look at these beings in that way, you will treat them differently. And the young people are very eager to take that perspective on. It's harder with the older youth, especially within our tribe, because there's just so many distractions. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure parents and caregivers of middle-aged students can totally relate to this, and also high school students, how hard it is today to keep a focus.
Yeah, there's so much
distractions out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and the teenagers, it's typically a time when adolescents try to forge their own identities and relationships outside of the family. So how does that impact the adolescents in the Wampanoag community? Are they interested in exploring their history, you know, language and culture?
Well, they are. We just have to provide places for them to do that. And we try to do that through education, of course, of the families, you know, giving them support to be able to deal with all of these things that their children have to deal with in a modern world. And it's hard to walk those two paths, you know, to where, you know, moccasins on one foot and your kids on the other. So it is a lot of work, and there's a lot of responsibility, and it's the place of the elders, it's the place of the educators and the ones that are out there representing our people, you know, for the youth to want to follow in that path. So we just try to make, and we have a lot of help with our neighbors, our institutions in the area, especially the science institutions such as HUI and, you know, NOAA and all those places of learning where we can help to steer our youth that way so that it's true stewardship and to have them realize how important it is and how much importance and responsibility are on their shoulders. Yeah. So it's very hard, but it's up to us just to give them a path, you know, to steer them down the path that they call the red road in some ways to be able to, you know, look forward to, you know, forward to many generations for their own families and tribal community.
And we should mention there are numerous gifted artists in the Wampanoag tribe. Describe some of the art that the tribal members are creating. And that includes music and dance, right? There's a whole spectrum.
There's a lot of layers. you know, not just for a painter. It's not just the canvas. We have many different ways that we can express, or artists can express themselves by carrying on, you know, their family stories. We can paint on bone, deer skin, rawhide, pottery, all of those things that are connected to the artist, which is something that has been innate, and it comes out as a gift that's been gifted upon them by the creator. So the way that they share that is through different mediums.
Yeah.
Weavers using materials like bulrush and different weaving materials that can be harvested different times of the year, and to create beautiful baskets and, you know, creating jewelry from shells, which a lot of people are aware of what wampum is from the quahog shell. So all of these things are called art, but different of a lot of different layers that are important.
Yeah, one of the things you're talking about, a lot of the traditional, you know, building materials and methods, but you're also kind of putting some more modern spin on that when it comes to movement and sound, right? Creating work that represents their own experiences and lives.
Yes. Especially with different ways of expressing themselves through the drum or through different instruments and things that have been, you know, taught to them. So that's part of what is their, you know, responsibility as well. Mm-hmm. But today there's so much that they can funnel all of these traditional crafts and art to the modern, you know, jazz musicians. We have, you know, poets, all of these different ways to express their native pride.
Yeah. Now, this Saturday, September 21st, you and other members of the tribe will be at the First Parish Brewster Unitarian Church for a program titled Meet Your Neighbors, the Wampanoags. Tell us a little more about what's planned for that.
We have some activities, and there's going to be samples of stuffed quahogs and some traditional and some, you know, family favorites to sample. We also will do a performance with the Wampanoag Nation singers and dancers, and we'll share, you know, different social songs where we honor different beings, and we encourage everyone to join us because it's much more fun to dance with people as opposed to dance for people. And it's just it's a fun time. We bond. That's what it's all about, is sharing all of this, is because what we're doing, we enjoy doing, and we like to share that to spread the joy, to have people forget about the modern day, you know, to get a different perspective on different things. And hopefully that will happen when you're, you know, doing a hands-on activity with different artists, and that's what we hope will happen there.
Yeah. All right, you're talking about dancing with people rather than dancing for. I can feel the scene being a little intimidated to get up there and dance. Are these like traditional dances, or are you just, you know, are you showing folks how to do these dances?
Oh, they're different social dances that we do when we gather, and some of these dances have been shared by other tribes.
Oh.
This is a great icebreaker. It's called the round dance. And what's nice, and it's not too intimidating, because we're all on the same level. We're not on a stage looking down at you. It's very intimidating to walk up on a stage.
Yeah.
If you're not a performer. So what we do is we join a circle, and we talk about the creative energy and the energy, the good medicine that goes from hand to hand. So we make a circle. We join hands. We use balance in all the things that we do. And so we're going to move to the left, and we're going to move to the right. And we always say, if you can put one foot in front of the other or step side to side, you can do this.
You can do it, yeah.
So we honor both directions, and it's a lot of fun. And we have other partner dances where we honor the mosquito, and why would you honor that bug? But we do, because they have their place in the cycle, right?
Yeah.
In the chain. And that's a partner dance, and if you do the dance correctly, you will not be bitten by a mosquito because you are in motion.
Mm.
So we always say it's better than DEET.
Yeah, I like that.
But so, everybody, I mean, it's all about, you know, having people just forget all the you know, intimidation,
yeah,
of going, getting out there, especially if you're not a dancer. So
yeah,
we usually get the crowd on their feet.
Yeah. So many more educational programs available. Are you seeing more interest from the greater community to learn more about the tribe?
Oh yes, very much so, and it's really encouraging because they are reaching out to us. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going online and you know, thinking about, oh, well, I only know about Western, mm-hmm, natives, or how, you know, stereotypically, you know, you dance around the fire, mm-hmm, and slap your hand to your mouth. You know, but coming in, they want to learn the truth. They want to know the ugly truth, the genocide in the boarding schools, but they also want to know, like, why? How did this happen?
Right.
You know, this country we call, you know, freedom for everyone, when the people, that the original people were just about wiped out. So, you know, how does that feel and how can we learn from that? And so it's not just educators. It's just a lot of people in different venues that really want to know the truth and they want to, you know, depict that in their exhibits and in what they do, their missions are.
Kitty Hendricks-Miller is a Mashpee Wampanoag tribal citizen, song carrier, and cultural education specialist. She'll be part of the Wampanoag Singer, Dancers, Artisans, and Others, who'll be at the First Parish Brewster Unitarian Universalist Congregation on Saturday, September 21st. We'll post a link with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. Kitty, thanks so much for being with us today. We hope to have you back again soon.
All righty. Thank you so much.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.